The hotspot phone for enhancing security. Above all, don't use your phone beyond what you would use your landline for. Texting is a problem, and it has been exploited before. Your phone should become a brick that gives you a hotspot, voice, and voicemail. Your phone operating system will keep it updated and pretty secure. If your phone provider installs helpful applications, to pay the bills for example, that is somewhat dangerous in the age of AI and probably should be disabled. Use their website instead, but use it on a separate laptop. The app stores are a powerful attack vector, and AI-enabled troublemakers will be sneaking in hidden code all the time. There's an infinite number of ways to do that. You should avoid the app store on your now doorstop brick phone that you will never really use beyond enabling and disabling the hotspot and voice. We make use of the Wi-Fi hotspot so that you can have an internet browsing handset that doesn't really need phone service. You should still be very careful, but if it gets hacked, you can just reset it. And this would be the phone where you would have your apps and all the social stuff. You still have to carefully consider what you use and install, and pretty much be ready to get hacked. The age of AI is here, and it's only gonna get worse. Think of this hotspot handset as your throwaway phone, if you can. Converting your precious brand new main phone into a hotspot brick is not just inconvenient, it's also not guaranteed to keep you safe. You could be made to execute code by simply receiving a text message. More than likely, you will be forced to install some really important app that's a really good idea in the moment, and eventually that will get you hacked. But so as long as you limit your information, so as long as you remember that the phone is not 100% secure, you may be able to deal with it better than if you install everything on your main phone and keep adding applications, many of which could be insecure. One good feature here, since you barely use your second handset now, is the ability to reset it. All you have to do to get back on the internet is enter your main phone hotspot information, and you're ready to go. For billing and payments, use a laptop. Don't browse the internet on it, though. Just use it for billing and private information. It's not perfect, but you have no choice. If your big service providers ever do get hacked and start serving up malicious code, they will be helping you to deal with the attack, providing you with tips and lists of steps to take and such. The scenario here is your gas company sending you a PDF bill that has been infected with a zero-click exploit. Corporations are just about as vulnerable as you in the age of AI. For example, ActiveMQ is a pretty nice network component, but it has been found to house a 13-year-old bug, so no one is safe. Limit personal information exposure by limiting the use of internet on the little smartphone devices. Don't use websites that force you to log in, and there will be nothing to steal or infect. But it's mostly as bad as it sounds. The second handset and an extra laptop is a shoddy fix. The entire model of people shipping apps and then companies hoping to secure them is pretty bonkers. The older your phone or laptop, the higher the probability of getting hacked too. Let us now do a quick recap. Artificial intelligence will be used to easily hack you, because it's just such a capable machine. But if you limit the use of your phones, there will be nothing there to hack. And if you get your secondary hotspot handset hacked, you can kind of just pretty much reset it. The older your phone, the more vulnerable it becomes, and the more apps, the higher the chance that you are already somehow infected with something. Use a cheap laptop for paying bills, but don't browse the internet on it, and don't even trust the good guys. They see you as a product. Do not rely on familiar phone numbers and location information. A local phone number or familiar service provider IP is not what you think anymore. Delete your online presence, hit the gym, but don't install their app. In closing, I wanted to mention that if you are a privacy-conscious individual, use AI to add virtual household members to your network. You will have to ask AI to create the needed software for you, and you will be able to regain your privacy, getting lost in all the noise. If you are a programmer, do not use third-party modules. Let AI create them for you and review its own security measures. You can piggyback on the existing code because you are doing this to enhance security. Spread your activity across multiple computers and backup and air gap whatever you want to keep secure. Getting attacked with AI is not like being infected with some virus. It's like being actively outsmarted by a team of PhD hackers. The future of security will be transformed the way future of programming was. I would say the big companies are most vulnerable because they are the most visible. The big attack may just come from service providers like electricity or internet. If you are worried that the internet gets boring this way, just ask your local AI to generate one for you live, with exciting news and blogs for a change. Tell it to reinterpret personalities or job titles into much more interesting things. You haven't lived until your AI reinterprets all your political news feeds as clever antics of the lizard people and reverses moon adventures as visitations from aliens. Hey, cheer up. You have been alerted of massive security issues coming up before the worst of it hits. And now you are equipped with a pretty interesting idea. A second handset that you use for internet browsing. And it helps you to stay mindful of sharing private information and installing unnecessary apps. This is good stuff. Perhaps this whole thing will awaken the network security professional in you, and you will discover a new career path where you try to outsmart the smartest hackers and thinking machines.